In the middle of the night, another dreadful landmark in this conflict. Lebanese ambulance men, shocked and bleeding, brought in as casualties to a hospital in Tyre. They were hurt when Israeli aircraft rocketed two ambulance crews who were transferring wounded civilians in a village 10 miles outside the city. The medics say that at the time of the attack, their ambulances were stationary with their blue lights flashing and spotlights shining on their Red Cross flags. Then, one after the other, the two vehicles were hit. But two of the injured civilians in the ambulances received terrible additional wounds. This man had a leg severed by one of the two blasts. His 12-year-old son suffered brain injuries and severe burns. The Lebanese ambulance crews have shown extraordinary courage in the last 2 weeks. But not surprisingly, some are now reluctant to go outside the city of Tyre. On the face of it, it is difficult to understand just how the Israeli military could possibly have mistaken two clearly marked ambulances for a legitimate military target. And that is certainly a question that the International Red Cross will be seeking answers to. But the practical effect is that medical aid for the people of South Lebanon has been sharply reduced.
Well, I'm joined now by Captain Jacob Dalal from the Israeli Army. Well, we've seen it there, haven't we, Captain Dalal? This can't go on, this indiscriminate slaughter of Lebanese civilians.
We have nothing against the Lebanese civilians. We never intentionally target civilians, and certainly not ambulances or aid workers. But there's a context
with the greatest respect. We're talking about the Israeli army. Do you accept that hitting a Red Cross ambulance and a convoy of civilians fleeing are acts that are flagrant breaches of the rules of war?
We never intentionally target civilians or ambulances.
And you've also seen the effects of those Israeli strikes. What do you make of it all?
Well, I can tell you that just a few moments ago, I actually saw an amateur video taken by a member of the ambulance service, a video which ITV News viewers will be seeing later tonight, of the effects of the Israeli strike on those two ambulances. And from a quick glance at it, it's just arrived. I would say that those ambulances were strafed from the air by helicopter fire, possibly some sort of machine gun or cannon fire, which punched holes in the roof. And as I said in my report, severed the leg of one of the civilian victims.
As new pictures emerge tonight, at the moment the convoy was attacked, the UN tells ITV News that Israel is breaking the rules of war.
But the air attack on two Red Cross ambulances has increased the controversy surrounding the Israeli assault on Lebanon.
We never intentionally target civilians or ambulances.
The ambulances were hit at around midnight last night as their crews transferred wounded civilians from one vehicle to another in a village east of Tyre. It's noticeable that one burst of fire struck the exact center of the cross on the roof of one of the ambulances. Because of the extreme dangers of the roads, journalists have not visited the scene. The ambulance crews were eventually rescued by their colleagues. Some were wounded and in shock as they were brought to a hospital in Tyre. They had been forced to take cover in a basement for more than an hour.
Well, Israel's enemies are saying attacks like that one are tantamount to war crimes. Now, the United Nations says the country is violating international humanitarian law by using disproportionate force.